Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today we talk about shoulder and neck pain recovery. We want to make sure we have normal range of motion and also understanding too what medication can help or hurt us during recovery. Also with exercising, what kind and what is enough depends on how bad the injury actually is. Starting with the shoulder, we start with the T-stretch video and exercise, along with strengthening shoulder through three shoulders exercise and also reverse fly. We want to make sure the shoulders stay strong, support the neck, and support the actual front and back of the neck muscles. We also walk through the modified shoulder press where you bring your elbows above your head and weights above your head, for example, water bottles, and also to how exercise improves your posture along tolerating more stress because all of us sit way too much and obviously don't negate that stress with some type of exercise. All right, so hope these help you understand that breaking up scar tissue is important also and making sure you have normal motion so your overall body functions well. We'll see you after the talk. Okay, so going back to it, first we want to do is assess if we have proper shoulder balance with front to back. Is going to be having your hands here. Can you see the palms of your hands in front of you, or are your hands more even or in between? That gives you, see, everyone in here, we've all sat before, right? When we sit, what happens is our overall body starts hunching forward to cause overall problems. We want to make sure we fix that over time so things improve. When we sit, our body will naturally hunch forward. Naturally. So we want to do is focus on getting our body back here, train your body back here for how many, on average, hours we sit. I have people that drive to City of Commerce, downtown LA for work every day. They sit at a desk all day long.
Staring at a computer.
At a computer or something. Hopefully it's a computer, if not, that'd be weird. At that point, they drive home for an hour and a half every day. On Fridays, you kind of double the commute time, okay? Those people have to work twice as hard to keep their body back here. So with them, I'm gonna do something different than someone that may be not that active or not that sitting type of time, okay? So when I work with my patients, a lot of it is we start with the assessment, and it starts with this, we just did this a second ago. From there, I wanna see, when you're sitting, can you bring your hands right overhead? And how does that work for you, okay? Do you have full range of motion above your body? If you do, fantastic. That helps a lot to see exactly what's going on. That helps relax your arms. Helps me tells me, does the AC joint protect your shoulder to your clavicle, actually does that work properly? A lot of people that have problems, they're either a nerve pinch or a joint issue, degeneration of the AC joint, and cause that to lock up or not have full range of motion. I had come a couple years ago. He had a bone spur, and actually arthritis, arthritic bone spur, on an AC joint. So he had to get it shaved off at that surgery. He had about probably 12 staples from here to here, cut them all the way open. But he had to get it done. If you don't have that, like some people don't, at that point, you can get that loosened up by causing more motion to break up the scar tissue in that joint. See, every joint in the body has maybe an elbow, shoulder, neck, whatever it is. They have bones that connect, correct? Joints. Those joints are connected with, so they don't dislocate or just become stable or unstable by ligaments on those both sides of the joint or the bone. Those ligaments, if they move properly over time, normal shape range of motion, shoulder, wrist, elbow, hand, or neck, then that ligament does not calcify, causing osteoarthritis. That's the difference. You can have inflammation there from a sprain or strain or whiplash, say in the neck or a shoulder injury, but the osteoarthritis is the bone spur you want to be able to avoid, okay? So here, I'm gonna draw this for you. Again, I'm gonna already apologize for my artistic skills. Here's a head, nose, and I'll put an eye there, okay? All right, very simple, right? Very simple. Here is a normal bone structure of the spine, okay? It curves backwards behind you to cause things to have that overall balance so your head sits here, so your neck looks like a spring to hold your head. Any questions about that? Any questions, okay? So the neck should curve backwards, and I kind of drew it a little bit more forward than I should have. But that allows things to have a normal motion. If these joints have a separation on the x-ray, for example, that allow that to have the separation between the bones, that's your disc space. The reason that's important because that space has to stay open and look uniform through the vertebrae. At that point, it doesn't wear down or it can pinch the nerve. If your spine gets locked up or your shoulder gets locked up, it can cause, like we talked about a second ago, bone spurs here off the front or off the back, or like that, something like that, not even close to normal, or here, where that makes a ligament in the very front, draw a different pen here, makes that ligament that connects here to here, here to here, here to here, here to here, down here, that has a thick ligament that goes all the way through, because that allows your spine to bend, but not overbend where it causes things to break or tear. Okay? If that ligament starts to not move, because the lack of motion, say in this joint here, here to there, that point starts to calcify, so over time it can look like a small bone spur, top and bottom sometimes, even connect, but now it's hard to move that joint overall. Our body's very intelligent. These, when we have these, for example, a small one, that's an early sign of the joint not moving. So our job as chiropractors, for example, is to cause more motion in those joints. At that point, things move better. Again, range of motion first, right? Range of motion of the shoulder, where our hands are, same thing with the neck. I want to see, does your neck have range of motion left, right, up, down, also lateral bending, all 6 degrees. Okay, so try this. First exercise, very, very simple. While you're sitting there, tuck your chin down to your chest. Hold it down there. Does the back of the neck feel tight or does it feel painful? Tight is normal, painful is bad. Okay? Bring your head back as high as you can. Look up above you. Bring your head backwards. Does that feel tight or painful? It's painful. Is the pain in the back of the neck where it can pinch a nerve, or is the pain or tightness in the front of the neck where the SCM muscles and throat muscles are tight?
The throat.
The throat, right? Very common to happen back here. That means if my throat is tight, that means if my head is forward, my body will naturally pull to make my SCM muscles on the side, SCM, sternocleidomastoid muscles, did I remember that word? There, and also the front muscles here tighten up, so when your head back, it feels too tight. In the back here, if it's causing any pain or tight pain in the back, that can run from the neck to the shoulder, even down the arm, causing hand numbness. Want to watch for that and test for that too. If I bend my head to the left, so your left shoulder, and that causes problems, say a tightness on your right hand side, that's good, that's a tight muscle. Okay, that's normal to have. If it's pinching on the left hand side, you can have left hand side pain, the same side pain as you're bending to, that's pinching a nerve in the neck, that can run down the back, down the arm, even in the chest too. So things to look for. If you switch sides, grab a seat, how are you? Good, glad you made it today. If I put my head to the right, Gloria, which side would it pinch, the right side or left side?
The left.
The left side.
It would pinch here?
That's where mine is.
That's still a tight muscle. See, that's a difference too. If it's over here on your left and you bend to the right, that's a tight muscle. It can be pinching on from that side too, but more than likely, that's a normal muscle condition or muscle tightness. If it's here, that's a pinched nerve. So if it makes sense, whatever side you're bending to, that can be a pinched nerve. The other side would be more of a strained muscle. So I go to the left, is that a pinched nerve on the left or a pinched or strained muscle on the left? I'm testing you. Anybody?
I don't feel anything.
Good. But if you bend to the left and it pinches, that means causing a pinched nerve on that left side and tight muscle on the right. Any questions about that? Yes?
Is it a good idea to take something like ibuprofen or something to allow you to have more fluid back?
As a chiropractor, I can't prescribe medication, but if it was me, you have to be careful what you take. You take something to feel better all the time chronically, the long-term effects of that can affect your body, liver, kidney, for example, but also give you the false... Exactly, give you the false impression that you might have a good muscle relative that cause them to make that muscle longer, more relaxed. See, for me, medication is good if someone's pain level is an 8, 9, or 10. Because it's hard to get that in control on its own. They need to be able to relax. But if it's controllable, it's occasionally too. If I know I have a tight muscle here, I'm going to stretch to make sure I keep that muscle loose. In my mind, if I can rationalize taking something before I'm going to do something, then I don't have to stretch. I'm not helping the muscle up, helping the muscle and nerves calm down, but not making the muscle actually relax, making the muscle heal. Does that kind of, that clarify your question?
I think so. Especially in temporary situations.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to aid it or with it or around it.
For me, if I'm going to do something strenuous that I'm not used to, I would rather go through it to tell my, so my body tells me how much I should do relative to injure myself. That's my thing. That's just my personal thing. I'd rather not overdo it and be a hero than to my wife and go, okay, I'm going to take 2 days off work because I can't move now. That's my rationale. Give me a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
On your hip rotation, looking
yes.
Left and right, I notice as we age, it becomes more difficult to totally do this. What's that? What can we do about that?
Is do it more often and hold it longer. So if I'm going to come this way, I'm going to hold it. And even one thing you can do is, say for example, I'm horrible left and right, so I apologize. Go to my right. I'm going to bring my left hand behind my right ear and pull just a little bit to feel that little bit of a stretch. Just a little bit, so you feel a stretch, but not a pain. All right? If you want increased range of motion, ligaments, they move more by having a time, not how much you're pulling at one time. So you want to do it over a period of, say, seconds and minutes, not a more intense tension on that muscle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, holding just...
Exactly. You want to hold it longer for ligaments. Relative to the muscle, you want to really do it for a short period of time at a higher load, but more tension. Mm-hmm. So ligaments want to stretch over a period of time. So if I tell my patients, give them a neck exercise or neck stretch, I'll start with 30 seconds first. That feels good. We'll do the same amount of weight, but with a longer period of time. Get more of a ligament stretch that connects again bone to bone, either stop arthritis from happening or maybe letting it get worse in the neck or the shoulder. Hence our talk today, neck and shoulder. By the back. You did a pretty good job, I thought.
At my gym,
yes.
They say, no pain, no gain.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got to check the liability waiver when you walk in the door. It's your tolerance too, right? You got to work slowly. If things feel good here, then you wake up the next day and go, see, my train of thought is my patients is, how do you wake up the next day? Wake up the next day, feels tight, great, you did enough. Next day you wake up and it feels sore and painful, like I gotta back it off a couple days, work up to that. We all wanna be a 20-year-old athlete. LA Marathon was last weekend. We wanna be out there tomorrow, right? I do. That's not gonna happen. We gotta build up, we gotta do 2 miles and 4 miles and 10 miles and 20 miles and feel up to it. It takes time to get there. Wherever you are now, that's the biggest thing. Wherever you are now, these are steps to take to actually get there slowly. But as we age, like you had mentioned, things don't stay loose as much. You can't get out there and play a basketball you did like when we were 20 years old. We want to loosen things up and focus on stretching, flexibility first, range of motion, and then load. And then no pain, no gain becomes easier, injury-free. That's the goal.
Well, the same gym has another thing I like. It's called Silver Sneakers.
Yes.
And it's just a whole bunch of flexing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And that even after, say, even 40 years old, because I'm 43, I focus on stretching first before I do any weights. I'm at home. I'll stretch my legs. I'll do a shoulder stretch, hamstring, everything. I go to the gym even warm up for 10 minutes. And then I do the weights. But my thing is, unless I'm warmed up, ready to go, I'm not going to go heavy with it. Okay, so to answer your question, it takes longer stretching, and then over time, loading more when your body's ready. So if you have range of motion problems to your right, at that point, hold it there longer. Bring your left hand behind your right hand behind your left ear, and hold that position a little bit longer. Okay, I feel pretty good. Now I'll try that tomorrow again and see. But the routine of doing it every day is more important than doing it just once or twice a week. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Routine. Your ligaments need to stretch. If you do them one day, 3 days later, you can go back to here again. We have to loosen things up on a daily basis. Have a routine. If it's stretching one day, great. Next day, maybe do a little bit of light weights. Go back to stretching too. So have a routine, whatever you're going to do. So for me, it's mornings. Before the kids are up, before the dog's up even, I'm up doing my stretches. If not, the dog's at me scratching, let's go for a walk. I want to get out of the house, okay? Shoulder stretching. We've gone the neck first, right? Okay, range of motion of the shoulder. I'm going to use the wall. You guys can do it where you're standing right now, too. The wall's going to be more effective over time as you get better. First thing you want to do is bring your arms straight out. Don't hit the person next to you, please. Careful. Doesn't matter, left hand, right hand, doesn't matter to me. Okay? Does that feel comfortable? Okay? If you're at home, use the wall out to the side. Use the wall, use your shoulder against the wall, the back of your shoulder. Try to come up as far as you can above your head. When you're at home, on the wall, so your back, your arm stays behind you. Okay? So if I'm here, I want to make sure my arm is either horizontal with my body or behind me, like that. Doing pretty good today. It's pretty tight sometimes. Does that make sense? Who wants to try this fabulous stretch? Be a demonstrator.
I'll have to say something. My same gym distinguishes between flexing and stretching, and a stretch, you're supposed to hold it for at least 10 seconds.
Why? Why would you hold a stretch for 10 seconds?
Well, apparently especially if you're lifting weights and just that, they tighten up.
Yes, what tightens up?
The muscle does.
Yes, what else?
Joint. I don't know, my jaw.
Joints or ligaments in your jaw too, probably. But that's the thing, the stretch holding it, joints loosen up because ligaments hold the joints together.
Yeah.
Stretching the ligaments that make the joint want to
and
stay
you
loose.
Need to hold it for 10 seconds at least.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Next one, after you stand against the wall, because I guys are shy today. You're not getting gold stars for me today. Here, once you've done this one, okay, gone overhead, now bring your arm in front of your body. I'll so you guys can see this. Here, bring your other arm to your elbow, like this.
Oh, elbow, okay.
And pull your arm across your body. And hold that position right there. Using this arm to hold, let this arm relax completely. Your right arm relax. Pull yourself across. Get that posterior delt muscle to loosen up, because they tighten up sometimes. Allow things to relax, let that pull across your body. Any questions about that? Again, if you wanted to use the wall for more tension, but I have people do stand against the wall this way, arm against the wall, so maybe 90 degrees to the wall itself, and turn your body toward the wall. Hey! If you want a stretch, use your body weight to lean into. Again, where a stretch again, but should only feel a stretch, not painful, correct? And everyone said yes. All right. So you want to hold that for at least 30
these
seconds.
These are muscles you're using driving. You know?
This is everything. Everything comes from here. My arm is in front. If my arm is not on my side,
I never drive on
everything that you pull, push, or lift comes from the shoulder.
Yeah.
Guys especially like to look in the mirror, and then you want to push a lot of bench press, a lot of weight for this. But unless this is strong, you can't do a lot of weight with your chest. Or even pulling too. So you need your shoulders strong first, and that muscle connects to your neck. So it's all one area, one complex that I call it, that affects your overall body so things move properly.
I'm old enough to remember when they didn't have have power steering, and you got a lot of exercise to do
jump on that thing. So we have this one first, right? Wall or standing, where you keep your arm up and do about a quarter circle, if you want to call it that. All right, and you want make sure your hand too, your thumb is going straight up. Keep your hand open the whole time. Again, we can do this way, but that makes your hands stay in front of you. We want our hands to stay open. That's a normal anatomy, having the open hand. All right, any questions about that? So we've done this one. Okay, watch your partner. Don't smack them in the head. We've done this one. Okay, across here, or the wall modification here. The last one is going to be, you almost have to use a wall for this one, or some type of, or somebody next to you. Don't try this, it'd be bad. Here, standing against the wall, facing the wall, hands straight out. Now turn your body out away from the wall. So, you guys want to try this on the wall? You want to stand up? Get the next shot? You just find the wall, any wall. Even the board would probably work. See how that feels? So, face the wall. Face the wall like you're in trouble. Okay, if I'm in trouble, now I'm gonna turn my body away from my arm. Right. Good job, grab a seat. You guys are pros.
But I saw some people with their hand in, and then some people with their hand out.
Yeah, you want to have your hand on the wall, your palm facing the wall the whole time. Whole time like this, facing the wall. At that point, you get the front area to stretch in that area. Okay, good work. Any questions about that? Anything? Who felt it was sore? In the shoulder? Right there, right? Okay. Who is sore in the actual arm itself? The bicep tendon right there. Anybody?
Just the neck.
Good. Okay.
The joint. Just the joint.
How about the joint itself? Good. So you want to hold that stretch where it feels, you want to back it off a little bit so it feels like a stretch but not a pain. Again, you want ligaments to stretch by causing things to stretch slowly. So we've done now shoulder range of motion, neck range of motion. It's kind of getting boring, right? Let's do some strength ones. So you don't have one. If you do, great. I use things around the house. I don't like to have people buy weights or special things or bands, or I don't sell things in my house. I don't sell vitamins or tools or supplements or anything, or pillows even too. I don't do any of that stuff. Maybe I should. I don't know.
Oh, no, not my
pillow. I don't know. Everyone's different. I can sell my pillow or something.
I hear they're noisy.
They are. So we want to do now, if and only if, we feel comfortable with our hands being open and overhead, that feels good to you. Now we want to focus on getting the muscles stronger. Here first, around the shoulder, medial delt, or maybe posterior delt, one of those two muscles. Your shoulder area, I'm not going to draw it because it'll look horrible on the wall. You have your shoulder, right? Which mine was bigger too. You have your front anterior, medial, and posterior shoulders. Shoulder muscles, if you want to call it. Split that deltoid muscle up. Okay? The part of the problem is when your hands go forward or your body's hunched forward, the front muscles stay very tight. To balance out, the back muscles become very weak. So you want to, over time, get that back muscle stronger. Okay? Any questions about that? We want to get the back muscle stronger, pulls our shoulder back, pulls our hand back, so you have better hand position and shoulder position too, along with the neck. It all works together. Trust me, I've done this 1,000 times, at least 100 times. Okay, so this strap you want to do, or a belt, or whatever you got at home, okay, is slowly use tension to bring your hand out away from your body. Okay, good. Better is keeping your elbow in the whole time. Elbow tucked in, then come across your body.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a little sore. So you're using an air belt, and it hurts. Can't hurt. Here you go. Good. So elbow tucked in. And only go as far as you can to your side. Any questions about that?
That's it.
It's okay. If you go here, phenomenal. Start there. But slowly, because this allows you to pull against the belt or whatever you have at home to make that back muscle stronger. Any questions about that? Elbow tucked in the whole time.
And yes. What if there's somebody at home that doesn't want to get off the bed enough to do something like this?
And you take the sheets and pull the sheets so they roll off the bed. That's what I would do, but I don't know who they are. Because my wife, she put on the couch.
I see that again. I got my belt.
But everyone's, my biggest thing is you have to be motivated to do it first. I'm not a psychologist. And my thing is, and it's going to hurt. It's going to be sore. But is that risk of not doing anything causing more arthritis, more scar tissue in the joint, worse than some soreness, so you get full range of motion back over time? That's my difference.
But if you have arthritis, or you think you've been told you have it?
You got to know. If it hurts, then can you work with a slower range of motion, a smaller range of motion, and slowly make it bigger and bigger as you build it up.
Keep the elbow a little wide.
And if it's sore, ice it afterwards. But if I take someone's x-ray, it doesn't show physical arthritis on the bone, you gotta move. That's all you can do. You can have a physical therapist do it for you, but you have to do the work. If you see a physical therapist, do they live in your closet? If you see a physical therapist, do they live in your closet?
No.
Just say no, right? Say no. I hope not. If they do, that'd be weird. Okay. Because they don't. You may get exercise. You may see them three hours a week, right? Three times a week. Maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday for an hour. They go, here's things to do at home. Please do them at home. That's up to you at that point to do them. Because you'll come back and go, I did. And they check your range of motion. You go, I don't have any range of motion. You can do your exercises. It's up to you. You have to be motivated to get out of the bed, to get stronger. Because the risk is, if you don't, the anxiety is a false fear, but more of the danger is you're going to cause arthritis where you can't get out of bed. Not that you don't want to, you can't get out of bed. If that answers your question, to scare somebody. That's my job. I scare people all the time.
Oh, I wish.
I tell them to get surgery. Just have surgery. And I mean, if there's someone's desperate for an answer and they keep wanting me to do it for my plate. Either do it or make your peace with God. Because you have to make the choice. It's your body, not mine. In this country, you're in charge of yourself. Okay? That's my soapbox. I should be a minister or something, I don't know. Any questions about this one? Posterior delt muscle, bam, right there. Okay, next one is...
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you pulling because I see your other arm going in?
Exactly. I'm holding tension here.
Okay.
This is my left hand, right? Left hand where my watch is. I'm holding tension and pulling with this side.
Okay, but you're pulling.
Exactly. I'm resisting myself.
Okay.
That makes sense. From an exercise perspective. Okay, I'm resisting that pulling of my right hand is pulling here, but I'm resisting my left hand, so I have some strength building on that shoulder. Want to try this?
No, I have yellow bands. I have all
the bands. She has all the bands. I have the belt in my closet I picked up on the way out of the house.
Remind me about the elbow.
Good. Elbow tucked in. Most support elbow tucked in.
Well, that's it.
Pull it across from by. So everything's working is here, not the arm pulling. This will be your arm and shoulder. Yeah. I want the back muscle only working back here to pull that hand out away from you. Okay, it takes time. So I tore my shoulder.
You're pulling here, and this automatically makes this one go.
Exactly. I'm resisting. I'm pulling with this to hold the tension with my watch hand, my left hand, right?
And that arm is going in here.
Exactly. So if I switch it, which shoulder am I working? My left or right shoulder?
Right.
Your left or left?
Confusion in the ranks. Confusion.
That's because you're racing a long way.
So here, now I'm doing is pulling with my left hand away from my body and holding tension on my right to allow that to pull. So I could do this too. If I wanted to, using a weight. I could stand here and just do this, the same thing, but there's not a lot of tension though. I want more tension on the shoulder.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing this one, hope you guys get this one, which shoulder am I working?
Right.
I just want to make sure. Make sure it wasn't me.
Right.
Make sure it wasn't me. I just want to make sure. If I'm doing this way, which shoulder am I doing? Left, right? Same thing. Okay. All I'm doing, like you said, with the bands is adding some weight on here, some tension, to make my muscles stronger and pulling, so I'm getting this muscle here directly worked on.
That's the one I
want to
work on.
Okay. When you have a shoulder injury, this is a disclosure. Shoulder injury, try to avoid exercise where your elbow goes above your shoulder. Try to avoid that. If you have a shoulder injury, work everything below first, and then when you're ready, get clearance, get your shoulder above you. And once you do that, that AC joint starts to turn, and that's where it causes more damage. My patient, I work with them first, everything down here. Everything is going to be below. Then we work on the overhead when it's ready. So everything below first, and then above when you're ready. Okay, next one. Fun. Here. Take a water bottle, whatever you have. Okay, yes. What was I talking about? So here, where's my water bottle? There it is, lost it. Don't take my stars. All right, here. Next one, I'll use the water bottle because the bell strap confused everybody. Here, if you have one or two bottles, up to you. Make sure you don't spill anything. Your cup, I would spill it. That would be me all over myself. Here, up. Good. All right. So if I'm doing this, look at my elbow. Before you do it, look at my elbow. It doesn't move. Elbow stays still the whole time.
That hurts.
Sorry about that.
No, you're not.
I am a little bit, just a tiny bit. Wherever I'm going to go, I'm going to start here in front of my body and come out where I feel comfortable. But I want to make sure my elbow stays still the whole time. It doesn't move where it does this. No, bad. Good. Let's do your other arm. So here. And one side will have more range of motion than the other. That's expected. You're not going to have both sides even all the time. Keep that elbow still. Come back very comfortable. Come back forward. Again, we work the back muscle of the shoulder, the posterior delt muscle. And that's the weakest muscle of the shoulder. I'm going to say it over and over because you get in your head. We have to work that muscle. That's the weakest muscle of the shoulder. Does that feel okay? And again, if you can go just here, start here and come backwards. Wherever you can go up, start there and go backwards. Hold it, come back, and relax. Any questions about it? Yes?
When you do these exercises, I've done a few, once in a while you hear a little poppy.
Yes.
Different. But what is that actually happening? What's causing that poppy?
The ligament in the joint itself builds up pressure, and it's relying on that pressure to release.
So it's pulling apart?
It's causing things to twist apart or untorque.
Okay.
So at that point, the torque is going to be that twist. It's the untwist. By doing that, you're releasing pressure and also scar tissue inside that joint space. Scar tissue is like fibrous tissue. Mm-hmm. It's like glue. When you're breaking that up, you're going to hear something grind or separate or pop. That's all part of the breaking up process.
So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Well, if it causes pain, you got to be careful. But if it doesn't cause any pain, you're causing more motion, releasing pressure, breaking up scar tissue. That's a good thing. Yes?
I'm doing this exercise.
It's a very simple motion. If you do it right, that back muscle gets stronger. Next one. Yes?
If you lost the motion, does it ever gain it back?
Yes. You have to work at it though. You have to move it. You have to move. The muscles, if I'm here, my pec muscles, my anterior delt, my bicep tendon has short, become very tight and short. I have to open it up and stretch to make them move. It's going to be sore and painful. Sorry. You have to do it to cause things to relax and open, to cause more circulation, so things stay relaxed with elasticity versus being short where there's no blood flow.
So eventually it would come back to
As long as you don't have any bone spurs, nothing torn, nothing broken, yes. You have to work it. Have to move. All right. Next one. I'm doing a lot for the shoulder because the neck is something to work. We'll talk in a minute. The neck muscle here in that area is controlled by the upper traps. Okay? I mean, people have different ideas about this. But that's the strongest muscle that holds your shoulder up and also makes your neck stay backwards. So you want to keep it strong, but you want this strong too at the same time. So we're working on this right now. At that point, the neck stays strong too. People have a weak shoulder, their neck hurts because it's all connected. That's what we focus on this first. So we've done two so far for the shoulder, done I think three or four, with two exercises, two strength exercises, one here, and also we've done one here, correct? Next one, let me borrow your appendage, okay? Is here, sitting or standing, I'm doing standing first, taking pointing your thumb forward, either your hands or something you're weighted with, and come this way. Okay, good, good. When you come up, hold it for a second, and then come back down. Okay? So seated, I'll show you my seated now too, same thing.
Yeah.
Lean a little forward, just a little forward. Here, up, and then back down. So again, my elbow, my wrist, do not move. Once I'm set in my position, it doesn't move. All the movement occurs in the shoulder to raise whatever your weight's in your hands, seated or standing, right above you, to shoulder level only. Talk about working with the elbow at the shoulder level, that's all we're doing. Okay? So let your arms relax again, come all the way down, hands at your sides, thumbs pointing forward, come up again, shoulder level. Okay? Again, where you're comfortable. If you're comfortable here, go right here. Okay? When you come up, make sure your shoulders, meaning these shoulders at the middle part of your shoulder here, are contracting to pull on the back of your neck. What I mean by that, I'm gonna come and check you guys in a second. When I come up, the neck should pinch a little bit and come back down. So up, let that area, when I come up, let that area over here come together. And as I come down, let that area relax. If you contract the muscle, push more blood flow in there, makes the muscle stronger. So come up, hold, and relax. Alright. Let's see. Test you guys out. See, that's what it is. Any questions about that? Last one. Oh man, last one. Seriously, I gotta go. Okay. Last one here. Okay, does that answer your question about the x-ray?
Mm-hmm.
Work the muscle. Work the muscle. Work the muscle. Anyone?
I've got a 2 o'clock doctor appointment.
Good. So get there. Okay. If you guys
signed in,
I'm going to, if you do not receive my emails right now from last month, make sure you fill one of these out before you leave. I'll add it to my senior Gibson Center workshop list that I've just made up in my head to allow things to actually, so you get on the email. Okay, anybody else?
What was
the
subject?
Today. It was, I think, neck posture or posture. Anybody else?
I love your set of glasses.
Those are your set of glasses or mine?
No, I can't find those.
That's probably yours. You can have them. Unplanned.
When I signed in. Right?
Yeah, it's probably yours, then, yeah.
Oh, they are.
Matches your outfit. All right. So, last one. Using probably two bottles to have your balance. Let me bar your head one more time. This is a hard one, so make sure you're ready for this one. Last one.
Those others weren't hard.
They were built to this. This is if, I said everything we talked about before, we did everything below the shoulder, right? Elbows below the shoulder. Everything was below the shoulder. We did all that. Now we're going to work above the shoulder by doing this here, straight up. When you come down, I'll start from the side view. You want to have wherever your hands are, either parallel with your shoulder or behind your shoulder, back here. All right? So you want to have your hands and arms, your elbows, go behind your shoulder to feel that complete stretch coming down and strength coming up. That works when your elbows are behind your shoulder, at your shoulder, works all the posterior delt muscle again to make them stronger over time. All right? Any questions about this? You know, so this is okay? It's okay. We want to go as far back as we can to push behind us, if we can, to cause a range of motion. So the weight belt's going to be here, starting your elbow with the shoulder, parallel with the shoulder, and work your way straight up as far as you can. Then come down the same position, starting over again. All right? Does that feel okay? painful.
Well, this doesn't hurt as much going this way.
Yeah.
But as you go up, ooh.
Oh, yeah, you have to work on the shoulder range of motion. Your motion and also strength, too, at the same time. How you feel tomorrow depends how much you can do again. Okay? Everything I gave you, if it's a stretch, hold for 30 seconds to start. A strength exercise like this, a strength exercise, or these here too, start with 5, then move up to 10 when you're ready. 10 reps. All right, any questions at all? Does it make sense why we have to keep these shoulders strong and loose? Does that make sense? Because if not, we start doing this, coming forward, and we cause other problems to happen. Shoulders are strong, our bodies stay back here. The head will stay with it too, because realize these neck bones, not the head, the neck bones itself are very small compared to the mid-back or low back. So you can dictate where they're going to end up if you have strong shoulders. Keep it strong so you avoid that hunched posture. What I see a lot in offices, I hurt my shoulder lifting weights or lifting something in the yard. I woke up one day and my shoulder hurt because my body's really like this. This will cause an injury just by having this position. So getting it looser first and then stronger allows you to see and prevent injury. Any questions at all? Yes.
Can you create a problem just by turning the wrong direction? See, you're trying to lift something and you don't realize it until later.
Yes. Yeah, because at that point, whatever was not, when you lift something from the side, like you mentioned a second ago, it's demonstrated, from the side here, you're using mid-back, low-back, neck, and shoulders together. So that twisting motion, if your spines already have pressure on there, can cause a nerve or a spine problem by doing that. So by having better range of motion, you can talk, I think 3-4 talks ago too, we always work with range of motion first, the neck, mid-back, and low-back. That gives you ability to have those movements without causing injury. That's what all of these are about, motion first, then stretching, and then strengthening last. Yes?
There's one exercise on my chart that
yes.
I like doing.
Okay.
It's supposed to help the back.
Yes.
And that is for shoulders.
Shrugs.
And then shoulder back, and then go back as far as you can.
Do you lift your shoulders first and then move your head?
Then you lift your back.
So, if anything, with that one I would modify, with keeping your head back first, and then lift your shoulders, to keep your shoulders behind you the whole time, don't let them come in front of you.
That helps your back?
It'll keep the upper trap muscle stronger, keep that neck a little bit stronger too. So shrugs here, but my head's already come, my head didn't actually sit here, right? I want to come back. I want to force it backwards as far as I can, straight back, my neck, and then do the shrugs to where that arm comes straight up, but not forward. Straight up. And both sides together. If you do one side together, it'll lean over to one side, look weird. Both at once.
Our mother used to told us to sit up straight.
There you go, sit up straight and this way. But that allows your muscles to get stronger here, but make sure your head is as far back where it comes, where it feels natural to you, and then come up. Any other questions, concerns, comments, ideas? So again, it is important to make sure you have normal motion and normal pain-free motion when you start exercise, maybe stretching and strength building. Realize it's important to start as soon as you can. At that point, you avoid scar tissue, which can cause arthritis, and cause things to become permanently injured relative to causing a full range of motion back to normal and staying normal. And when we exercise, make sure we're having good posture, good positioning, so we lock it in that way versus leaning forward, where I see people walk all the time, leaning forward, looking down, locking their body in a hunched position, at that point causing long-term problems. And again, see these exercises in the show notes. At that point, go directly to them on YouTube, watch them over again and do them yourself. Get yourself more flexible, stronger, and better posture. And again, the bottom of the show notes has links to our iTunes review and also our Facebook page. You'll leave comments, leave feedback, and ask questions. All right? Have a great day. We'll see you in the next talk.